Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we really are in peak al fresco dining season, and we might love perfecting our barbecue technique, doling out the delicious grilled food, but we can take our eye off the salad selections on offer. And what livens up a salad more than a fabulous salad dressing? So joining me now in the studio with her go-to homemade salad dressings is Chef Holly Dalton. Hi, Holly.
Hiya, how's it going? Great to be back again.
Do you think that's true, that people go big on the sort of meat and fish side of the barbecue and maybe neglect the sides?
Oh yeah, no, completely. Like, nothing could be more true. But I especially find that, like, during this kind of hot weather we've been having, which I'm not complaining about, for the record, the hot weather has been great. Like, you need salad. Like, you actually, I'm craving veg, which I never normally would. But, like, when the weather is hot, like, you need salad desperately. Like, the proteins, you've done them a million times. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows how to make a nice steak, or, you know, if you're going to do vegetarian, vegan options, aubergine, mushroom, all that jazz. But we need the salads. Do you know, now more than ever.
Well, and when it comes to salad dressings, you can go out and buy a selection now. There are lots of different choice out there, but I'm sure you would say always better to make it yourself.
Of course, it's always better to make yourself. And, like, you know, you've got the barbecue on anyway, and I've got a few kind of ones that I always do when I have a barbecue on. One of my go-to ones is I make, like, a kind of a burnt lemon dressing, and it's so easy. Like, you need very little. You get a lemon, you wrap it in tinfoil, put it directly on the coals while your barbecue is heating up. Take it off. You're going to blend it with some yogurt, olive oil, maybe...
The whole lemon you're blending.
The whole lemon. Like, I'm not interested. Like, I obviously, you know, my background is a chef. But when I'm at home, I don't want to chop stuff. You know what I mean? I don't want to waste time. I'm having a barbecue. You want to be relaxed. You want to be, you know, having a few drinks and, like, talking to your family and friends and stuff. So I'm not into, like, things that take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You get the whole lemon.
The skin.
Skin, seeds, everything.
Seeds, everything in there.
Now,
okay.
You do need to have a good food processor.
Yes.
Which is kind of something that I would recommend for everyone. That's, like, the number one household appliance, like, kitchen-wise, that I would recommend people have. Another one that I do is, if you know yourself.
Wait now. Let's go back to this burnt orange.
Okay.
Because what else are you putting in there with it?
So burnt lemon, we're going to go
burnt lemon.
Whole burnt lemon. Okay, whole burnt lemon. That's the main, that's the start of the show. Put in a little bit of yogurt, olive oil, a little bit of salt. And you don't really need to add any vinegar because the lemon is, like, quite acidic. You're not taking the pith out. I know people are probably thinking the pith is in, it's going to be super bitter. It's not. The yogurt's going to take a lot of that edge off a lot, and the olive oil is going to help as well. And what I like about this especially is you can have this kind of, like, thick on the side of the plate, or you can, like, thin it down a lot. And it'll be kind of like a nice dressing for a salad. So it can be kind of almost like, not quite a side dish, but you know what I mean? Like, say if you had some couscous or something like that, it'll adhere really nicely to that too.
So that's it. It's just the lemon, the olive oil, the yogurt, a bit of salt.
That's it. That's it. And
simple.
It's pretty phenomenal. You can add a little bit of roast garlic in there if you want to. You can add some paprika. It's kind of a personal preference, but this is a great base for lots of other kind of salad
dressings. And you have a basic recipe for dressing. So you do the 3-2-1 rule.
3-2-1 kind of applies to, like, a lot of things that I do. And when people ask me, they're just like, what? I'm just like, mate, 3-2-1, that's all you need.
Baking, everything.
Yeah, everything. 3-2-1 works great for everything. So 3-2-1 is kind of like you've got your 3 parts olive oil, 1 part vinegar, and maybe like, 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts vinegar, and maybe like 1 part mustard, that kind of buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Like roughly. You're going to obviously going to add in like a little bit of honey, a little sprinkle of salt, sprinkle of sugar. Like anything I say, any recipe I say, there's always going to be salt. Obviously, that's a given. That's not even in the recipe. You need to just like use your head there and put in a little bit of salt.
Yeah, our health people aren't listening, so that's okay. they're not going to mind. Classic French dressing. Do you like that? Is that something that you use or...
French dressing, it's kind of like, it's really, really versatile. What I like about French dressing is, like, I always have a lot of vinegar in my house for some reason. I always have, like, I've got a like Chinese black vinegar. I might have a balsamic. I might have, like, an Irish kind of apple cider vinegar. And all of these are great to use in French dressings. And if you use a different vinegar or a different oil, it's going to be, like...
Tastes different.
Yeah. And it's a great one for people to learn. If you learn this and you have, like, different oils, vinegars you need to use up, that's it. That's all you really need. Like, these are great. Like, French dressing is fab for a reason. You know, it's famous.
But change it up. Use different mustards, different vinegars. And where do you stand on how long you can keep that in the fridge?
Okay. I mean, HSE might be listening. I don't know. Forever. Okay. The answer is basically forever. Because if you're using vinegar, anything that has a pH under 4, like, it's basically going to last forever. Like, obviously, okay, of course, if you see like mold growing on it, don't use it. Use your head. But also the fact that the oil is going to rise to the top, it creates this kind of like layer so oxygen can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like if I'm having lots of barbecues at the moment, lots of people are, or even I'm just kind of making salad bits at home, I would make a big batch of like kind of a French dressing or whatever dressing I'm going to use, as long as it doesn't have kind of like any animal product in it or any egg. Like, this is going to keep for months, the whole summer.
Anyway, you're using it fairly regularly, yeah, exactly. So you're probably not going to have it for months. But a good point there on the animal products one. So if you're making a Caesar salad dressing, that's not going to keep.
No, and Caesar salad is like my favourite thing on earth, probably. One of, like, Caesar salad is like the goat of salads. But this dressing, you know, you're talking like 4 days maybe,
yeah,
max. And it's also quite difficult to make in small quantities, which is very frustrating for me. And I hate throwing out food. Now, Caesar dressing is very versatile. It goes great as like a dunk kind of for fries, or you can put it on lots of different things. But also, it's not the healthiest thing. And when you have like 2 liters of it in the fridge, it's kind of looking at you every day. And you're like, oh my God, I need to use this up. You know, it's just...
Okay, so that might be one to stay away from, yeah, if you're trying to
be... If you're having a party or something, yeah, lots of people over. Yeah, make it.
Or have it when you're out, exactly, which is a good idea. Now, tell me about this one where you're using your leftover peanut butter. You've got that little bit in the jar that you can't manage to scrape out with the knife.
Mm.
You're putting that in a dressing.
Yes, and like, there's nothing more frustrating than looking at a jar of peanut butter and you have all these kind of nooks and crannies in their little like ridges on the glass, and you're just like, why can't I use this? You put in a little drop of boiling water, put the lid back on and give it like a decent shake, and you're going to find out, because it's like, you know, it's a very fatty product, that's all going to come away into the water. And then you're going to open it again. Be careful when you're opening it, because the pressure does build up inside a little bit. And then you're going to add in a little bit of sesame oil, maybe a little bit of hot sauce, a little bit of honey, and give it another good shake. Put the lid back on, obviously. And like, that's a salad dressing right there.
One of your favourites.
It's probably the one I make the most, to be honest. Like, every time I'm kind of coming to the end of a jar of any kind of nut butter, and you can use like obviously almond butter, hazelnut butter, as long as it's not too sweet or has like kind of cocoa in it. I make this like every time, basically.
So that essentially is acting like the replacement for the olive oil base.
Exactly, yeah.
Once you mix it with the water.
Yeah, it's got a lot of fat in it, so you don't really need to add olive oil. I do sometimes add a little bit of sesame oil. It kind of depends. You don't want to add too much water in at the beginning. Like, the more water obviously you add, the more like sesame oil or whatever neutral oil you're going to have to add. Just don't go too nuts, you know, just a little bit of boiling water is going to get rid of all that peanut butter.
Okay, and what about the one where you're using your greens, not the greens that are gone off, but they might be on the turn. You might want to serve them.
On the turn, absolutely. And especially like if you're buying greens from a supermarket, you know, we can't all live in a fantasy land where we go to the farmer's market every week and buy our fresh greens. You know, you're buying them from a supermarket, let's be honest, that's what we're all doing. And they don't last too long, especially if they're like living at the bottom of your fridge, like everyone's are, myself included. You take them out, they're maybe not looking too great, obviously not rotting. But if you've got some, like, you know, leeks, some scallion, like even like a courgette, anything that's green that's maybe not looking its best, it's gone a bit spongy, throw it on the barbecue. You want to like blacken it up. You're not going to cook it like through, but you want to blacken it up. You're going to take it off. You get that blender out again, that one I mentioned earlier. Get him out. Squeeze of lime juice, some lime zest, some olive oil, maybe a little bit of like rice vinegar. And it makes this like super fresh, kind of got like char flavor, but it's got these really like kind of green herbaceous notes in it. Throw some herbs in there as well. This is a great one for if you like, you know, when you buy a load of herbs and you're just like, when am I going to use like a kilo, yes, of thyme?
And they're looking at you and you're looking, yeah, at them, and you get the guilt.
You've got an awkward relationship as soon as you open the fridge. You're just like, what's happening here? You know, I know you're there, you know. You know, I'm here, I'm not using you. So you want to like char all those up, and it works with like overstatement of the year or understatement of the year. It works with everything. It goes great on like any vegetables you have on in the barbecue, or even if you're just doing them in the oven, toss it through at the end. Like this dressing is...
Sounds
fab.
Lovely. Sounds
it's
lovely
it's
and
very good.
Fresh, and you're using up stuff that you might otherwise be putting into your brown bin.
Exactly.
Now, roasted garlic. You love roasted garlic.
Roasted garlic is something everyone should have in their fridge at all times. Okay, and I know that sounds like a big statement, but it's true. So all you need to do is get a full head of garlic, your full bulb, wrap it in tinfoil. There's a bit of a theme going on here with wrapping things in tinfoil and like forgetting about them. Put it in the oven. Depending on how hot your oven is, might take about half an hour. You're going to take it out and the garlic's going to be very soft. It's quite easy to peel at this stage. Peel it. You're going to blitz it with a little bit of some kind of neutral oil. Just enough so there's like just enough oil just like covering the garlic just ever so slightly.
Olive oil okay?
Olive oil is fine. Now, olive oil is like, I will always say olive oil is a seasoning oil. It's not a cooking oil. So olive oil has quite a lot of flavour. It's kind of got that grassiness that's, yeah, very distinctive, very tasty. So generally, I would kind of prefer to use like an Irish rapeseed oil because it's not quite as strong, or even a sunflower oil is grand. Now, you can use an olive oil. But this paste will last in your fridge Probably about 2 weeks, which is like very good for me. I would consider that very good. You can put it in all your salad dressings. If a salad dressing is missing something, I guarantee you roast garlic is going to fix it, or is at least going to make it like a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And can you roast the garlic on the barbecue? Have you tried that?
You can, absolutely. Actually, that would work the exact same way if you're wrapping it in tinfoil, pulling on the coals. That would work the same way as the lemon. You could absolutely do that. But this is kind of something that I like to do, that if I'm like cooking and I have a little bit extra time, it's like, oh, I might as well get a bulb of garlic in the oven because I'm using the oven anyway.
Yes.
Just to have it on the back burner.
To have it done. So you'd always have one there ready to go.
Yeah.
And a burnt lemon.
Yeah, and a burnt lemon.
Not a burnt orange, as I said earlier on.
That
forget
could work
about
too.
That.
That could work too. Burnt orange might be
Let's
good
try
too.
It. Let's
yeah.
try it.
Sounds Christmassy.
Burnt orange salad dressing. Holly, thank you so much for coming in. Some great ideas there for the salad dressing. So no more jars from the supermarket.
No.
Get making them at home. So you make it sound very easy. Holly Dalton there, chef. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.